This morning on WCHL, officials at the Carolina Friends School have been investigating cases of sexual abuse that allegedly took place in the 60s and 70s.
I didn't know for certain what the school today can do about something that happened so long ago, but that I would be eager to find out.
Rashad McCants isn't backing down.
It's not about me. It's about the future generation of all student-athletes.
And one of our own faces her fears and wows a national television talent show. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Car Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Chapel Hill High School has found a volleyball veteran to replace a veteran of its own. And
Rashad McCants, a case of the exploited doing the exploiting.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
73 degrees, 805 at WCHL. It could be potentially a stormy day later on in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, 60% chance of rain, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, high today in the middle 80s. Officials at the Carolina Friends School in Chapel Hill say they've learned of numerous instances of sexual abuse that allegedly took place at the school between 1969 and 1976. The hands of a former principal and a former teacher. Current principal Mike Hannes released a statement on Wednesday following an internal investigation triggered by a discussion on a listserv in the fall of 2012. The Orange County Sheriff's Office was also involved, but Hannes says their investigation has been put on hold as the incidents in question would qualify as misdemeanors, not felonies, and the statute of limitations has long expired. Still, Hannes says the school is trying to be as proactive as possible in its response. He joined WCHL's Aaron Keck on the Wednesday evening news to speak about the incidents and the school's response.
Walk us through when you first learned about this.
It was in the fall of 2012 when a group of alums began sharing information via an electronic listserv and not only reported the fact that they had experienced abuse, but also asked the question, is there anything the school today might be able to do? I wasn't a participant in that listserv, but a colleague who was shared that information with me. And that question allowed me to engage those alums and indicate, first of all, that I didn't know for certain what the school today can do about something that happened so long ago, but that I would be eager to find out if they would be willing to work with me to share their stories and to help me determine what we can do today.
And again, the report is that five former students are reporting inappropriate touching by a former principal. One of the five also are reporting being sexually abused by a former middle school teacher all between 1969 and 1976. Mike, did you reach out to other students in Carolina Friends School during that time as well?
We did. We have talked to a number of students, and we hope that our sharing this information as transparently as we are will invite any other students from that time period who may have been harmed or who may have other related information to share to do so. That's one of our primary objectives, continuing to find opportunities to support those who may have been impacted.
So I know from the statement that you've already shared the information with Orange County Sheriff's, Orange County District Attorney, Department of Social Services. What other actions have you taken or the Carolina Friends School taken to address the situation?
Well, in addition to sharing the information with the organizations you've mentioned and reaching out to those alums, we hired two child abuse experts, Gina Smith and Leslie Gomez, to facilitate our internal investigation, our fact-finding. We have also taken advantage of the opportunity to take a close look at our existing safety framework, our policies and practices that support the safety and well-being of children at Carolina Friends Schools. We've made some, we've augmented those policies and practices in a number of ways. We've instituted some training, including darkness to light stewards of children training to position staff members at the school to be even better prepared, even better equipped to recognize occasions of abuse or neglect and to understand their reporting obligations as well. We've also augmented our background check system, taken a number of steps of those kind.
We're speaking with Mike Hannis, principal of the Carolina Friends School. Do you know what the status of the investigation is with Orange County Sheriffs, how closely they're looking into this?
About 3 weeks ago, the Orange County Sheriff's Office informed us that, at least based on the information they have available, they were putting their investigative efforts on hold. And one of the reasons that this process has taken as long as it has is because we have tried to honor the devoted efforts of members of the Orange County law enforcement community. When they indicated they were putting their efforts on hold, they also released us to resume our investigation and even to go forward with our plan to communicate with the wider community, which the plan which we had made known to them right from the outset.
Once again, that is Principal Mike Hannis of the Carolina Friends School speaking with WCHL's Aaron Keck. And there's more to the conversation. You can hear it on our website, chapelboro.com. Again, those incidents are alleged to have taken place decades ago between the years of 1969 and 1976. Rashad McCants isn't backing down with his side of the story, claiming the UNC men's basketball team is connected in the academic scandal at the university, but he says the media is highlighting the wrong part of the story.
It's not about me. It's about the future generation of all student athletes. I feel like the media is perpetuating this joust between myself and Roy Williams and the basketball program, and it's not about that.
Those comments were made in a follow-up interview with ESPN's Andy Katz on Wednesday on Outside the Lines. The former UNC men's basketball player who was on the 2005 national championship team originally appeared on Outside the Lines last Friday as the first basketball player to address the connection between that sport at UNC and the academic scandal. He was also the first to claim that head coach Roy Williams had knowledge of the issue. The night following McCants' interview, 16 former teammates wrote a letter in support of Coach Williams denying any connection. McCants says those players should be held accountable.
Show your transcripts.
On Wednesday, McCants spread some of the heat out to other members involved as well, saying that Coach Williams wasn't the only person to blame.
Steve did not ask how much did I think Matt Doherty knew about these paper classes, because Matt Doherty was the coach before Roy Williams. This doesn't just hold true to Roy Williams and point the finger at him because he's a Hall of Fame coach. This is a system, and everybody plays a part in the system. So everybody's accountable, whether it's Roy, whether it's Dean, whether it's whoever at any institution.
While McCants was pointing fingers at those he says were orchestrating the actions, he says he takes responsibility only because he was so young at the time and naive. Here is ESPN's Andy Katz with Rashad McCants.
How much responsibility do you bear in your own admitted academic fraud within this situation?
100%. I was a participant, but I was also 17 years old. I was being ushered in to a system that I felt was a part of the tradition.
You can hear the entire interview from ESPN's Outside the Lines on our website, chapelboro.com. The town of Carmel has officially joined 5 municipal partners and 4 universities in the Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T. Here's WCHL's Danny Hooley.
The vote was 5-2 in favor of the plan at Tuesday night's Board of Aldermen meeting, with alderpersons Sammy Slade and Jacqueline Gist voting no. Chapel Hill, Cary, Durham, Raleigh, and Winston-Salem were already on board with AT&T to bring next-generation fiber-based communication networks to their towns. 4 major universities, including UNC Chapel Hill, had signed on as well. The Carborough Board of Aldermen held out for assurances that the plan for networks with the capability of 1 gigabit per second would satisfy the town of Carborough's goal of helping to bridge the digital divide for low-income residents. Under the agreement, AT&T will provide the service to community centers, including churches, as well as public housing developments. Slade said he did not support the agreement because of AT&T's history of using market devices to stifle competition.
They're currently fighting at the federal level, the FCC, against net neutrality. And so this is AT&T, and they're not the good guys that they'd like to claim that they are offering all these things in this contract. It is really a PR thing.
Gist objected to AT&T's request to streamline the application and inspection processes. She said she wondered whose application processes with the town would be slowed down in order to accommodate AT&T. AT&T. Kristen Smith, Vice President for Advocacy and Engagement at the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, spoke in favor of the agreement.
This partnership will bring super high-speed internet access and incredible pricing to our community.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County commissioners will settle questions about next year's school funding and the property tax rate at a budget work session coming up tonight. While the board will not formally adopt the 2014-2015 budget until next week, commissioners will need to decide the per-pupil funding level for both Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro schools, as well as establish the ad valorem tax rate. School officials and parents have been pressuring the board in recent weeks to raise more revenue to compensate for state cuts to education from the General Assembly. But last week, board members pushed back, saying it's not likely Orange County will be able to fully fund the school system's budget request. In other words, they say it's doubtful that they can make up the difference. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill developer Roger Perry says he would like to see more economic competition for East-West Partners Management Company. He says Chapel Hill should be more willing to accept some much-needed changes.
And we're willing to put up with it. Others will not. From a cost standpoint, the market risk is greater than the entitlement risk.
Well, he says East-West Partners has tried to take advantage of working through this entitlement process because no one else wants to. It may no longer be in the company's best interest.
I fear the worst economic impacts on our company will be the lack of true competitiveness in Chapel Hill.
Perry also says that he might not be in opposition to another 1 cent tax increase passed this week by the Chapel Hill Town Council.
There are no short-term answers. That 1 cent is going to some very basic improvements and to put a little bit of money into some capital projects that are long past overdue.
While Perry says changes can still be made to the development processes, there are signs of progress that are being made.
I think that the town's already a big step with the Ephesus Fordham approval. I'm not sure that I would necessarily tear down any barriers that are currently exist for development, but I would dramatically streamline the process.
Roger Perry made those comments in a WCHL News special with Jim Hebner. Stay tuned in just a few minutes. At 8:30 this morning, we will bring you the third part of their conversation. A singer from Chapel Hill wowed all four judges on NBC's America's Got Talent Tuesday night, and she moved them with her personal story as well. 20-year-old Anna Clendenning bravely stood alone in front of a big studio audience and millions of TV viewers as she strummed an acoustic guitar and sang this heartfelt version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played to please the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this. The fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. A baffled king composing hallelujah.
During her introduction, Clendenning talked about her recent health struggles.
I suffer from anxiety and depression disorder. So about like 2 or 3 months ago, I was bedridden and I hadn't left my house in a couple months.
One of the celebrity judges, Howie Mandel, says he suffers from the anxiety disorder OCD. Mandel expressed his admiration for Clendenning's courage.
People don't really know what it takes and how much suffering it is. For you to even show up today is so amazing.
All four judges on the show, also including Mel B, Heidi Klum, and Howard Stern, said they were knocked out by her voice. Here is Howard Stern.
Hands down, the most emotional, got me to feel the most. And I'm putting your story aside for a second. I'm talking about just how you sing. The emotion that you were feeling, you were able to take it, put it into your voice, and make me feel something.
Thank you.
Judges voted unanimously to advance Chapel Hill's contestant to the next round. Congratulations to Anna Clendenning of Chapel Hill. America's Got Talent airs on Tuesday nights at 8 on NBC. The North Carolina government spending plan House Republicans have drawn up for next year has cleared their chamber's two most important committees. The House Finance and Appropriations panels recommended the $21 billion budget proposal on Wednesday. After voting on more than 60 amendments covering several hours, the entire House will debate and vote on the spending plan today and tomorrow. The Budget Committee defeated an amendment that would have prevented the State Bureau of Investigation from being transferred to the Department of Public Safety. Money to keep operating family courts in dozens of counties counties was restored. A tax credit to fix historic properties set to expire in 2015 was revived. The Senate already approved a budget that differs from the House on education and Medicaid issues. WCHL News Time, 8:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot of problems this morning. Things have been moving along fairly smoothly. Some of the usual delays taking place, but nothing really out of the ordinary. If you'd like to tell WCHL about traffic problems that you've experienced, or certainly anything you know about that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. Whatever you do, however you decide to communicate, please do it safely. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. High today in the middle 80s, chance of rain is 60%. That will extend all the way through tonight with our overnight low in the upper 60s. Still a big chance of storms. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain and the high in the middle 80s. Let's hope we don't get the kind of storms that we got late in the day yesterday. But the weather forecast is pretty much the same all the way through tomorrow.
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
It's 8:20, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. Orange High School and Cedar Ridge High School will both be participating in this year's Orange County Project graduation following the school's graduations. Orange High School's seniors turn their tassels this afternoon at 4:30. Cedar Ridge seniors do it at 7:30 tonight. Both ceremonies take place at the Dean Smith Center. The event will be held tonight at the Triangle Sportsplex in Hillsboro from 9 p.m. until 2 in the morning. This will be Project Graduation's 19th consecutive year celebrating the graduates of these Orange County high schools. The event serves as a chance to celebrate the graduation of the students in a family-oriented environment among friends and safe from risks. Charter schools in North Carolina may soon be subject to the state's open records and meetings law. A Senate Education Committee approved new changes to charter schools on Wednesday that would make school and employee personnel records subject to public records law like employees of traditional public schools. The bill would also remove fees for renewing a charter and drop requirements that the Charter School Advisory Board make decisions in writing. The bill would also allow schools with single-gender missions to limit admission on the basis of gender. The measure would also allow charter school teachers to serve on the school's board of directors. One Democrat, Senator Malcolm Graham of Mecklenburg County, voted against it. Graham said the changes moved charter school rules too far away from the original intent. WCHL News Time, 8:22. WCHL Championship Sports this morning. Chapel Hill High School has selected 20-year college volleyball veteran Jody Brown to replace North Carolina's winningest high school volleyball coach, Sherry Norris. Brown coached at Florida Atlantic University for 18 years, during which time he received ASUN Coach of the Year honors. Brown and his family moved to Chapel Hill when his wife, Michelle, was hired as UNC's Director of the Academic Support Program for Student-Athletes. Following the successful legacy of Sherry Norris, Brown has now been brought on and says he's confident about the atmosphere as he enters into this volleyball program.
When somebody does something right, going into their gym is a little bit easier. They have things in place. They have a winning attitude. They have a winning spirit. It's a school.
Brown also says he admires Sherry Norris and the impact she's left on these young women.
I have such a great deal of respect for what she's done here, and so do the athletes and so do the parents, that I'm just looking forward to being a part of that.
Brown says that he wants to keep the passion for volleyball alive long after the athletes' high school careers are over.
My ultimate goal is to get these kids to fall in love with volleyball so that they keep playing up until they're 60, 70 years old.
Again, Jody Brown, the new volleyball coach at Chapel Hill High School. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton says his focus is on getting back on the football field and not on a new contract. Obviously, he's been asked a lot of times about his reaction to San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick recently signing a six-year, $126 million contract. He even sent out a congratulatory text to Kaepernick, who beat Newton and the Panthers in the NFC divisional playoffs 23-10 back in January. Panthers have talked about a long-term deal for Cam Newton, but nothing has been completed as yet. Newton says, "For me, that is the last thing that's on my mind." Newton didn't practice yesterday as he continues to rehab his surgically repaired ankle, but spoke to the media inside the stadium after practice was over. He says he wants to participate in next week's three-day minicamp, but isn't sure if his ankle will be ready. WCHL Championship Sports, I'm Rod Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Rashad McCants, a case of the exploited doing the exploiting. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Whoever is behind this movement to pay the players for the so-called sake of the student-athlete must have a thin cast of characters to choose from if they are using Rashad McCants as one of their foils. It's a short journey from a college basketball player pulling on his jersey to stick his school's name in your face to his suddenly turning on those who gave him the opportunity to mug on national TV. The fork in that jock's personal road is money. One side of the fork leads to the millions he thought he would be making by going to college, playing in a nationally prominent program, and making it all the way to the NBA or NFL. Those who took that fork and are now set for life don't show up on national TV with their hats turned back, with their heads nodding at everything everybody says, and wearing a T-shirt someone gave them that says, "Defend student athletes." Only the so-called exploited ones who washed out and wound up on the other side of the road are trying to grab whatever they can in their last 15 minutes of fame. If McCants had a long NBA career like so many other former Tar Heels, he wouldn't be this week's news clip on ESPN. Where are the Jerry Stackhouses, Rasheed Wallaces, Anton Jamesons, and Vince Carters, who might have taken the majors du jour in college, living the millionaires' lives of successful NBA stars and keeping their collective mouths shut? The contrast between two peas in the latest Outside the Lines pod were laughable. In one window was McCants, whose script had suddenly darted from the one-time Carolina bad boy who took no accountability for exploiting the system with his scholarship at UNC, to the latest pawn in the movement to bring down the NCAA. In the other window is Mr. Legit, former Michigan Fab Fiver Jalen Rose, who has long criticized what he calls the establishment in college athletics, of which he never wanted to be a part. Now he's a well-paid suit on ESPN, so he can talk through both sides of his mouth about Roy Williams. Wasn't it Rose's Final Four banners at Michigan that were taken down after a booster admitted paying thousands of illegal bucks to Chris Webber and who knows which other of the not-so-fab four? Just because Michigan coach Steve Fisher knew what was going on and kept his mouth shut, old Roy has to be in the same boat. Everyone's been in this big money game for years. Only the losers are talking. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S. U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
Roll, roll, roll your cart gently to the street. Blue cart for recycling, that is really neat.
This is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
And this is Mayor Lydia Lavelle.
And this is Mayor Tom Stevens. And we're reminding you to start using your blue recycling cart the week of June 30th. Keep using your bins until then, and you can recycle them in your cart.
Call Orange County Solid Waste 919-968-2788 or email recycling@orangecountync.gov.
The Father's Day photo contest is still rolling on. Submit pictures of you and your dad or father figure and tell us why he's the best and deserves to win an awesome camping rental from Townsend Bertram & Company, restaurant gift cards, and more. First, submit your photos to the Chapelboro Facebook contest page, then vote on the dad you think should win. The submission deadline is Father's Day, Sunday, June 15th, so log on now to put your dad in the running to win him a great Father's Day gift. Happy Father's Day from all of us at WCHL and Chapelboro.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. It is 74 degrees, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Our high today in the middle 80s, just about like yesterday. Chance of rain is 60%. That goes all the way through tonight. Our low tonight, upper 60s. Tomorrow, more of the same, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms and the high of 85. Grimble Jewelers, always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the plaza, right next to Whole Foods on Elliott Road.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Tens of thousands have left their homes in what's become an increasingly dicey situation in Iraq. CBS's Holly Williams is in Erbil, says there is fighting there as Islamic insurgents head south.
The government here looks increasingly weak, unable to defend its own territory, despite billions of dollars in U.S. military aid, and just 2.5 years after the withdrawal of American troops from Iraq. The militants, in contrast, look as if they're going from strength to strength.
Mosul and Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's old hometown, were taken over as Iraqi military personnel left their posts. Some even stripped off their uniforms. Which group is causing the instability that threatens the al-Maliki leadership in Iraq?
The group is called the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. They began as an al-Qaeda affiliate, and they've played a major role in the conflict in Syria, where they have fought against the country's regime and where we've seen them carrying out summary executions and public beatings.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
73 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill's tax rates, city, county, and school taxes support the city schools, free local buses, and social services at the highest rate in North Carolina. Local government development policies have made Chapel Hill's taxes on residences the highest percentage in the state, and commercial taxes the lowest. Orange County exports more retail spending to other counties counties than any county in the region. In a WCHL News special, Jim Hebner interviews Roger Perry, who has recently been more outspoken on these issues. Perry, a Chapel Hillian, is the president of East-West Partners Management Company. And since 1983, East-West Partners has developed more residential real estate than any company in North Carolina. That includes Meadowmont, Downing Creek, and East 54 here in Chapel Hill. He's now trying to develop Obie Creek, so he's a big player. Perry, a UNC graduate, has also served as chair of the UNC Board of Trustees. And that is also a topic of this special interview. This interview was conducted before the Chapel Hill Town Council approved next year's budget, which includes a 1 cent tax property increase. It's a four-part special, and today, with part three, here is Jim Hebner.
Roger Perry, we're talking about local development and what's happened over the course of the last 30, 40 years. And you've talked about the issues relating to local density and the fact that we were going to build this development buffer around Chapel Hill. Is that when the current issues started?
You know, Jim, I've been here now over 30 years. After I left Carolina, I was gone for about 10 or 11 years. And during that, sometime during that period, which would have been the 70s, there began to be obviously a strong sentiment in town that you could stop growth and that we were as big as we needed to be. And through the 70s and 80s, that whole philosophy was started. And there was a, this is a great little antidote from the past. During that period of time, there was a town councilman who asked the staff to craft a land use management ordinance. In fact, asked Roger Walden, who was head of planning at the time, to craft a land use management ordinance that would make it virtually impossible to develop in Chapel Hill. And Roger did that. It was approved by the council.
Who is that council person?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
Right.
But I've heard Roger recount that story.
Right.
And that land use management ordinance is still the basis for approvals in Chapel Hill today. And it's one of the reasons that I think that the council approved the Ephesus Fordham form-based zoning district because that land use management ordinance is so cumbersome, so difficult to navigate, and so arbitrary that it has done what it was intended to do. It has dramatically restricted growth in Chapel Hill by ordinance.
Roger Perry, one of the tangential parts of all of this, and I want to stay on the question of development of the tax base here. It seems to me that also when we turn away local businesses who want to build something big and grow, that we also turn away their leadership. I think specifically about O'Brien Atkins. They were an architect firm doing very well. They built a little office building right next to the old WCHL building that's now that dentist office coming in on the East Gate entry at the town. They were doing very well and wanted to put an office building out next to a Blue Cross Blue Shield, and the town did not approve it. And so they wound up moving to Raleigh, where John Atkins has gone on to become a really very important leader over in the Raleigh area. And as a result of that, I think we could name some others where what's happened is that that you not only do we lose their business, but we lose the leadership. If you didn't live here, would you develop here?
Well, yes, because I did develop here before I moved. We started developing in Chapel Hill in the mid-'80s. And I didn't move.
You're a Tar Heel.
I'm a Tar Heel.
You went to school here.
Right.
You didn't look across the national landscape, I think, or did you?
No, well, we certainly had that opportunity. But Linda and I didn't move here until 2001. I was living in Raleigh until that time. But, yeah, we were already developing here. You know, quite frankly, Jim, it's been one of our business strategies to take advantage of the difficulty of entitlements and improvements in Chapel Hill, because in our business—
You're willing to put up with what you have
to put
up with. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're willing to put up with it in order—
Because others might not.
Others won't, will not. And the market, in our business, the market risk is far greater than from a cost standpoint, the market risk is greater than the entitlement risk. So as one of the strategies of our company has been to take advantage of this very difficult entitlement process and be the only person who really wants to go through the hassle of getting the approval. But that has but as a citizen of Chapel Hill, I think that that's no longer in our company's best interest or in our best interest, because the supply of property and the supply of assets that can help our revenue situation have been so constrained and restricted that I fear the worst economic impacts on our company will be the lack of true competitiveness in Chapel Hill. So first and foremost, despite what some folks probably say, the best thing that can happen to me and to East West Partners is for the town of Chapel Hill to do well and to succeed from an economic, social, well-being standpoint for its citizens. And I'm fearful that we are losing some of that.
I suppose that would know the answer to the question. Last week, there seemed to be a consensus among the Chapel Hill Town Council that in order to fund what it needs to fund to get through the next couple of years before they can borrow more money is to raise the property taxes by yet another 1 cent. I suppose you would oppose that. If that's a fair assumption, then what would you be telling the town council they should do about that?
Well, I don't know that I do oppose it. I mean, it's there are no short-term answers, quite frankly, other than that. And that 1 cent is going to some very basic improvements and to put a little bit of money into some capital projects that are long past overdue. I mean, that's one of the problems. We have lost our competitiveness in terms of many of the assets that we have provided our citizens. I mean, we have a fantastic library, but that's about the only thing that we've been able to invest in for many, many years in Chapel Hill. And we saw the report last week. We were $158 million short of fulfilling our capital plan. And no real way to fund that for a number of years.
You've talked about a future fiscal crisis coming, and one component of that is that we have a property revaluation dictated by law coming up. When is that due?
I think it's in 17.
Which is not very far away. And
that's probably maybe 16.
And you believe that the next time around, property will be, because of the impacts of the recession and the banking crisis, that property locally will be valued at lower than it was before?
If it was done today, it would. Now, it's recovering, and in 2 years or 3 years, whenever that revaluation occurs, let's hope, the overall general economy is improving. Let's hope that it gets back to where it was. But if it doesn't, and there's a mark-to-market markdown of existing real estate in the county, that just makes the problem ever more difficult.
Well, I know that opponents of the kind of development I suspect that we're talking about here today might say that I'm asking the fox how it would run the hen house, and I can understand that point of view for folks who are listening. But I'm going to ask you anyway, if you could change the policies or change anything to avoid the financial crisis you've described, what would you do?
Well, I think that the town's already taken a big step with the Ephesus Fordham approval. But what I would do is I would expedite. I'm not sure that I would necessarily tear down any barriers that are currently exist or any requirements that currently exist for development, but I would dramatically streamline the process and make it easier to come in, less expensive, less time-consuming to get an answer. You know, the biggest frustration is it's really hard to get an answer. We've now been in the planning process and in the review process with the town on Obie Creek now for 5 years. And we've yet to get the council to, we're going before them on the 23rd to say, hey, not will you approve us, will you talk to us? And so far they've been unwilling to talk to us. So we're just asking them, will you talk to us? We've been 5 years at the planning with the community. And so that would be my number one suggestion is to say, okay, we'll give you a quick answer, about whether you can do what you want to or not. Or we'll give you a quick answer about how you can do it.
Roger Perry, you wouldn't be able to take on the kind of big jobs that you've had without taking on the big question. So I'm going to give you some easy ones, which is what do you think we need to do? Because at UNC, because you've been the chair of the UNC Board of Trustees, and I'm sure you, like everyone else, has been watching with some pain about what's happening on the campus. And we're going to ask you about that when we continue.
That's Jim Hefner in a WCHL News special in-depth interview with Roger Perry. The next segment will appear on WCHL tomorrow. The entire interview will be heard on Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. WCHL News time is 8:43.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kidner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kidner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser's sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Saturday, June 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners, featured on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on!
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
8:45, Zach Godwin joins us now at the Twitter desk in WCHL. How's it going this morning, Zach?
Good, Ron. How you doing?
All right. What are folks talking about today, or tweeting about, I should say?
Yeah, we got a few things going on. I think we've run a story, or if not, we will, about Anna Clandening.
Oh, yeah.
Chapel Hill native on America's Got Talent.
Awesome.
People not just around Chapel Hill, but all around the country apparently just loved her performance. I haven't actually had a chance to listen to the performance.
Yeah, I did too.
Yet, but
I did. Yeah. I checked it out. Yeah, my daughter actually
shared
it with me and told me about it. And she knows Anna Clandening and her brother. And,
oh, wow.
You know, I mean, these are folks right here in Chapel Hill, and Anna was, is really, aside from her personal story, which was quite riveting, she was really good.
Yeah. 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 People on Twitter were just really inspired by her and moved by the performance as well.
And such an amazing song as well.
Of course. Yeah. It's kind of a go-to song.
Yeah. I mean, she's, but she's very talented. So we hope she goes far.
Absolutely.
And does well.
Yeah. I don't actually know how that show really works, but.
No, I don't either.
Of course, people were talking about Rashad McCants.
Of course.
Particularly his shirt. Everybody on Twitter really liked his shirt. defend student athletes, I believe it said.
Yeah.
And we've got our Matt Oaks is down at the U.S. Open this week. He has an article that's been going up every day about his time down there.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursdays, of course, today's the first day of the tournament. And, of course, Payne Stewart kind of... One of his shining moments was winning the U.S. Open at Pinehurst in 1999 before he tragically passed away a couple of years later.
Yeah.
And he was, of course, known for his unique style, particularly his knickers. And Ricky Fowler, who's a guy on the tour now who, if you've seen a golfer wearing orange pants, that's Ricky Fowler.
Yeah.
And he's wearing knickers today to honor Payne Stewart, which is just kind of cool because it's the same course where Payne Stewart won in 99.
Yeah. Really is kind of cool also to think that this is all taking place in Pinehurst, which is like
of course
an hour and a half from here, or
right.
less than that, actually. And, you know, there's some wonderful golf courses there and just quite a golfing tradition. So, you know, a lot of excitement right now. I'm sure Matt Oaks is miserable having to do this.
Oh, yeah, he's just begging to come home.
Well, at any rate, anything else?
That's all I've got for you today.
All right. Well, how do folks get in touch with us if they want to tweet us? How do they do that?
It's just at Chapelboro or at WCHL.
All right. I appreciate it. And Zach, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
847 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Joe Kapowski. I am concerned how the North Carolina legislature is conducting a full-scale financial attack on public education. So this week, I joined other concerned citizens at the Moral Monday demonstration in Raleigh. Reverend Barber and other speakers criticized the recent actions of our elected officials as they continue to harm public education. It seemed that everyone in the crowd had a sign. Here are some of them. Where have our teachers gone? Gone to Texas and Virginia. Treat our teachers like professionals. What will our classrooms be without teachers? Public education is our future. Hey, GOP, don't tread on public ed. Don't privatize public education. And the ubiquitous, we heart public schools. However, my favorite sign read, let us teach honestly and boldly that education is not only the best thing for which public money can be spent, but that it is also the most expensive. Nothing except ignorance is more costly than education. This sign was not held up by a demonstrator. Rather, it is boldly engraved on the building that overlooks Halifax Mall, where the demonstrations were held. How ironic that this building houses the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction. Years ago, Ronald Reagan, the patron saint of today's Republicans, famously stated, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I state, Messrs. McCrory, Berger, and Tillis, either put some money back into public education or tear down the sign on the DPI building that states that education is the best thing for which public money can be spent. Otherwise, the present course taken by this legislature will certainly demonstrate the high cost of ignorance. This is Joe Kapowski.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Home Instead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Well, what I want to talk about today is what I call the white elephant. A lot of the clients we serve have lost their spouses, and we see a huge trend among families and caregivers that we call the white elephant. If you've ever been around someone who's lost a loved one, you've undoubtedly seen the situation played out. Immediately following the loss, everybody offers their heartfelt condolences. A few brave souls may actually offer to reminisce with you about the person you lost, but once the appropriate grieving period has passed, no one mentions their name again. Maybe they're afraid of upsetting their loved one. Maybe they're actually afraid of upsetting themselves. But in both instances, the memory of the departed kind of falls into this conversational abyss that no one dares to broach. And in my mind, the only thing greater than the tragedy of losing the person you love is losing them twice. Imagine if you could never say your wife's name again. For many caregivers and families, avoiding sensitive topics seems like the compassionate thing to do, but in doing it, you actually deny the person you care about not just the joy of reminiscing, but in some cases, you actually deny them an important part of the grieving process. What we do is we encourage our caregivers not to be afraid of the white elephant. Engage the seniors in their life on things that are most important to them. Ask them about their favorite memories. If you close the door on an entire chapter of their life and refuse to talk about it, you'll never really get to know them as a person. Ask them about their wedding day. Ask them about dancing under the stars at the officers' club. Ask them about the hard times, about their biggest mistakes. Ask them about the thing that they love the most. Along the way, you'll hear an unbelievable story, and it's a story that they desperately want to tell you. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com, or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
74 degrees, 853 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. I thought you would like to hear, if you missed it on TV or on YouTube, Anna Clendenning of Chapel Hill, 20 years old, competing on America's Got Talent, the television show. Here is her performance from Tuesday night. Once again, Chapel Hill's own Anna Clendenning.
Here we go.
She's really quite talented.
David played to please the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, a baffled king composing hallelujah.
Amazing voice. You should be proud.
Yeah, too strong, but she needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. Well, she tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. From your lips she drew the
wow. It is Anna Clendenning of Chapel Hill appearing on America's Got Talent. And she's got a compelling story to go along with that, but we just thought you'd like to hear the music. Her voice is amazing, and she did a great job on this show. Good luck. Hope you go a long, long way. It's 8:55 at WCHL. Good morning.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
You remember the word of the day today? Not from Wayne Pond. Wayne has the day off, but Rand Northam delivered this word. What is the word? It's a seven-letter word, rather unusual. Call me and tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And it's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. and they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Well, congratulations to Carlos Schubert of Chapel Hill, who called in with the word of the day. Mugwump, M-U-G-W-U-M-P, Mugwump. There was a rock and roll band down on the West Coast by the name of the Mugwumps back in the 60s. The Mamas and Papas sang about them. But Mugwump means a person who is independent in politics or one who remains neutral. It's easy to understand being independent these days politically, but it's really hard to imagine anybody being neutral about much of what's going on. But Mugwump, that's our word of the day. Carla Schuford is our winner. She gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much, Carla. And we'll have another word for you tomorrow morning on WCHL. You're wondering about the weather for today? Well, mostly cloudy, pretty much the same as yesterday. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. 60% chance of rain. High today in the middle 80s. Hopefully we won't get the strong storms that we had yesterday. Tonight, more of the same. Mostly cloudy, showers, thunderstorms, 60% chance. Overnight low, about 68 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain. Maybe storms. High in the middle 80s. One more time. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. He's going to do it again. Former President George H.W. Bush turns 90 today, and he'll celebrate by jumping out of a plane. Live to CBS News, White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, Frank, despite the health issues that have him using a wheelchair, the former president tweets, "It's a wonderful day in Maine. Nice enough for a parachute jump." Spokesman Jim McGrath says Mr. Bush just loves the adrenaline.
Wonderful mood this morning, feeling very blessed at 90 years young, and so far our parachute jump is a go.
More than 200 Bush family members and friends are gathered at the former president's home on the Maine coast with this 90th birthday skydive this morning, Frank. He's throwing his own surprise party.